I'm going to begin my homily with a series of questions. The primary question is, what are the kind of things that matter for you? Like, what's really important? A couple of examples. Would it matter to you if your child did not return home from school? That would matter a lot, wouldn't it? How much does it matter if you lost your job? Would it matter if you or someone you loved was diagnosed with terminal illness? How much does it matter that Miami Heat won the NBA championship? If they didn't, you would still live, isn't it? How much does it matter if the Reds lose their first place in the National League Central Division? Oh, I see some people getting riled up now. What does it matter that you gained a pound or two over the last week? For some people, yes, that would be disastrous. And then how much does it matter when your prayer life is in a mess? What does that do to you? How much do you care that from what you know about your life, that your life reflects God's will? If we took the answers to these questions, I'm sure each one of us could say that I can prioritize these depending on the seriousness of the question. Some would matter a lot, and some, we care, but it doesn't really affect our lives, some of these answers. But then you also come to realize that the things that really matter, we put a lot of time and energy. So for example, your kids, your marriage, your relationships, your health. The more important it is to you, the more time and energy and resources you spend on these things. So I want to talk about John the Baptist and his life. And I think he's got to teach us some things that are very significant when it comes to discovering the meaning, the purpose of our lives. His life was one life that was completely subsumed by Christ. Remember in today's gospel reading, or I think it was the second reading that we read, he says, Jesus, the straps of his sandals I'm not worthy to untie. It's not about me. I'm nothing. But there's one who's coming after me. So John the Baptist, in one sense, loses himself. But in that losing, finds the meaning, the purpose, the very goal, the mission of his life. As the scriptures would say in today's first reading, the Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. During Christ's own lifetime, and even after his death and resurrection, John the Baptist was a very, very important figure. In fact, more important than Mary. Marian devotion started 300, 400 years after the resurrection of Jesus. But John the Baptist was the most important figure in the church after Jesus. And today, the church holds John the Baptist up for us because what is true of John the Baptist should also be true of us. I think that's the point the church is trying to make by holding this hero up for us. So, based on meaning and purpose of life, I want to offer offer you 3 points for reflection. First of all, the search for meaning. As we begin to enter into adult life, and kids may think of it in their own way, but as we enter into adult life, one of the questions that plagues us is, what is the meaning of my life, isn't it? Our search for meaning. For example, I know a young adult in our parish right now. If I look at her life, she has everything going her way. She's a good job, well-paying job, pretty girl, comes from a good family, takes her faith seriously. And a few months back, she called me and I said, I want to have a conversation with you. And we did. And for a moment, I thought she was crazy. What are you thinking? You've got everything going your way. What are you searching for? And she's decided, after much prayer and reflection, she's going to quit her job. And she's going to go back to school again to be a teacher. She wants to be a teacher in a Catholic school. She says, it's scary. But I can't imagine my life without it doing good for someone else. So she's deciding to change her career at this age because she's searching for meaning and purpose. So I'm saying, maybe each one of us, no matter where we are in the state of life right now, ask ourselves this question. Where does the meaning and purpose of my life come from? It's an existential question. But at some point, God invites us to think about this. Secondly, as we reflect upon the question, to keep our origin and our destiny in mind. Those of us who are adults, at some point, see, we begin to work, we think about retirement, and we make sure that we have enough saved up for retirement, and even from a young age, we begin to do that, we learn, we're taught that. One of the questions that also plagues us is, what is our destiny? When we die, where do we want to be? And I'm sure the one answer that all of us will give is, I want to be with God in heaven for eternity. That is what our faith teaches us to work for. But I think sometimes the mistake we make is we are so concerned about our destiny that we forget where we came from in the first place. Why did God create us? Why did God put us on this earth in this time and age? If this is true, that the Lord called me from birth, from my mother's womb, He gave me my name. If that scripture is true, then there must be a reason why God had put us, not 100 years back, not 100 years later, now, in this age, for some purpose. So here's a question that I have been asking myself this last week. When I get back and I stand before God, what will I say to God about having accomplished the purpose for which God created me? What will I say to my God? I kind of send shivers down my spine. I better have something meaningful to say. How terrible it would be if I stand before God and I say to God, oh God, I never thought about that. And the third point I want to talk about is what John the Baptist teaches us. That perhaps meaning and purpose comes from having Christ at the center. Folks, we live in a time and in a society and a culture where the individual is very important. In fact, the individual is the primary unit of society. Now, I come from a different place where the family is the primary unit of the society. And both of these have their goods and their bad things. But for us here, it's about individual rights. It's about my personal rights. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but if we are not careful, it begins to impact our social, family, and spiritual life. So I'll give you an example. Last Friday, I had a memorial service here. Here was a 90-year-old man burying his 52-year-old daughter, who was his primary caregiver. And when you see that, you say, my gosh, there's something so wrong about this. Why should a 90-year-old man have to bury his daughter? And part of me was very angry with God. Now, this is what I mean by saying that the individual is the primary focus in society. I see that, okay, my anger can be justified, but I am not God. When I focus on myself and I think the world should run the way I like it, that creates problem, you know, for our relationships with others, with our families, with God, with society. And John the Baptist teaches us is this, that even if it costs our life, we must decrease and others and God must increase. What salvation is? Salvation is when we lose ourselves completely in God. That's what John the Baptist teaches us. He must increase, I must decrease. The straps of his sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He finds his meaning and purpose not within himself. He finds his meaning when Christ is at the center, the very center of his life. So there's much to think about for us today. I've raised some very significant questions, and you have a week, and well, all of us have a lifetime to figure this out, but this week, begin to pray about these questions that the scriptures are raising for us today. So I ask you these questions again. What matters to you? Does it matter that your prayer life is a mess? How much does it matter that your life reflects the will and plan of God? Does it matter that the choice to be with God in heaven or not is in your hands and mine? People of God said,